back here with Rosie on the house with TWD Design Build Remodel, Todd Whitaker, his general manager Tom Malafa, and his design manager Ron Labrie. Guys, I appreciate y'all joining us today. Anybody in the West Valley that wants to talk to y'all about the design build remodel project, the house, how would they get a hold of you?
Give us a call at the office, 623-544-1211, or jump on the website at TWDAZ.com.
And you know what, Todd? We haven't talked very much about a lot of the other services y'all do. Why don't you talk through all of that?
You know,
it's a lot more than just a remodeling company. I mean, y'all do a lot of stuff.
We do a lot of stuff, Rosie. But that, like I said, over the past 4 or 5 years, we've had to, you know, I guess, diverse into whatever we could get.
Yeah.
That being said, you know, we've got a cleaning company within our company. We've kind of got away from, we used to do screens. We don't do that anymore. So
okay.
We do a little bit of window cleaning. We do stucco. We pretty much anything you can think of that you would want to do with your home or upgrade your home, we can get it done.
Been in business since 96.
Since 96,
is that correct?
Yep.
Operating Absolutely. There in the West Valley, and y'all became Rosie certified, I want to say it was about 2 years ago, maybe three?
Yeah, I think it's about 2 years, Rosie.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we appreciate y'all because we didn't have anyone service in that West Valley, and a lot of time, I mean, it takes time to cross the valley, even with the 101 in place. So
it
was great finding you guys. We're especially glad to have you as a part of the partnership, and thanks for all. We get a lot of positive feedback on you guys, I have to tell you that.
Yeah, it's great to be part of the Rosie on the house as well. You know, I said that in the beginning, and you know, it's been an awesome experience for us as up to this point.
Well, we appreciate you letting us know that. Now, do you have somebody there?
We have Ms. D here.
Let's get Ms. D in really quick as we wrap the show up. Ms. D, how can we help you?
Hi, Rosie. Thanks for taking this. Rosie, I've seen in AARP magazine a chair that you can sit into, and it turns and moves you into the bathtub, lowers down into the tub, and I don't know if it's battery run or electrical, and of course, you know, I hang on to that advertisement, but now when I call you, I haven't got it, so I don't know the name of it. But I'm wondering, I don't know if it's electrical or battery run. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't. Todd?
Yeah, it's. I don't know that. Maybe Ron, you've dealt with any of that?
I haven't dealt with the contractor on that. I have seen the actual ads that you're talking about.
Uh-huh. I'm having to believe that's line voltage, 120 volts.
That's what I would believe as well. And rather than looking, trying to find the ad again, I would probably, you know, go on your internet with a search engine and just either Google or Bing that chair, and then you could learn a little bit more information about that.
Okay. You haven't actually installed any of them, though.
No, not in terms of one of those chairs.
And neither have I. I never have installed one of those. But Miss D, we'll get your name and your number, and we'll certainly help you do the research if you would like us to find it. Maybe you can find the ad again. It'll give a phone number and a web address so we can get on that, search it out, and figure out what we might be able to do to help you. We've talked about trends today. We've talked about selecting contractors. We've talked about what not to do. We've talked about how to hold contractors accountable. We talked a little bit about that with Brian, who actually called in the middle of a bathroom remodel that wasn't working out quite as well as he had hoped he would. I can't tell y'all more, you know, there's hardly anything more effective than keeping your contractor accountable than insisting that you meet at some time every single week. Make it Tuesday mornings at 7. Make it Wednesday afternoons at 4. Whatever it is, just meet them once a week. Have them talk you through what's going to happen the following week. And kind of summarize what's occurred and what's happened this past week. Was it up to expectation? Is any work having to be redone? And remember this, whenever you're trying to get planned out for a remodeling project, the most expensive words on the globe while you're here. Y'all ever have jobs grow out of proportion from what you I once was called to add a closet to a house. And by the time we were done, a year and a half later, we had done a lot more than just a closet. Yeah. While you're here, y'all have that experience as well, I bet.
Yeah, Absolutely. Actually, we're on one right now that started off as a simple little project, and we've been in there for, I think, almost 2 months now, just constantly changing something in their house.
I call it the might as well syndrome.
You might as well. And us contractors are blamed all the time for, you know, our change order policy. But, I mean, you got to have them, because a lot of times you get in the middle of the project and something does pop up that, well, I didn't think about that, and I didn't know to ask for that. And, well, now, you know, I had a friend over, and they said, well, why don't you think about this? And so you're constantly changing. I'll never forget a project that we actually did all the layout, did all the underground, dug all the footings, poured everything, and we were coming to actually pour the concrete. The mud trucks were on the way, and the client was reversing the entire house, turning the whole thing around. We spent 4 months literally taking what was on the south end of the house and moving it to the north. And I mean, what do you do when you got those situations? You just get her done. Yep. Huh? And again, accessing TWD Design Build Remodel, how would we do that?
You can go on our website at twdaz.com or contact us at the office, 623-544-1211.
There you go. Folks, I hope we have helped you a little bit. If you're one of the thousands of Arizona homeowners that are contemplating a remodeling project, that we kind of got you a little bit more comfortable on how the selection process should go, what that first meeting should look like, some returns on investment. We were referring to a remodeling cost versus value report that's available at remodelingmagazine.com, and it kind of lays out about 20 different projects that the average cost of getting them done here in Phoenix. It kind of gives you an idea of what you'll spend. That might be a good starting point, as well as we talked about the website Howls, and I always talk about Phoenix Home and Garden, Tucson Magazine, Prescott Woman. Get those magazines, cut out pictures of what you like.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast, located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.